I want to let you know that Monsignor and all the France pilgrims have returned safely a couple days ago. And Caesar's pretty happy. He's happy that I don't have to take care of him anymore, and Monsignor's back. I'm happy also. Good. In today's gospel, it seems like there are two injustices that were committed. The first injustice seems to be the people not responding to the king's very generous invitation. And the second injustice seems to be the king's overreaction. Which one of these seems greater? The first one, it seems like the people just didn't want to go to his party. And the second one, the king had this violent overreaction. He burned their cities and killed them. So what is Jesus' intention in this parable? Because it's obvious that the analogy for the king is God. We're supposed to understand that this is God. So, is this how God is going to act? I think that's the first mistake we can make in reading this gospel, is to think that this is how God is going to act. The overreaction of the king is not to show that he has some sort of temper or how God's going to react. The overreaction of the king is supposed to show how crazy it would be to turn down such a generous invitation. The overreaction is to show how important this invitation is. Imagine in our day, tomorrow you receive a knock at the door, and the Vice President of the United States is at your door, and he hands you a handwritten note from the President saying, "I want you to come to my son's wedding. I want you to sit at our head table right next to me." Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be our current president. Imagine a president that aligns perfectly with your political views, that you admire, that you look up to. This is an invitation you cannot miss. You would clear your schedule, your calendar, so you could attend this party. How crazy would it be as if you told the vice president, "You know, we have this block party, this neighborhood block party, I just can't miss it." Or if you said, "I have some really important work at the office. I just need to get it done." No, that would be crazy. You would clear your schedule and go to this party. Even on top of that, imagine if some people reacted in physical abuse of the vice president and killing him. That's what we hear in the gospel. That's how crazy it would be to turn down this invitation because of how important it is. So what does this mean? What is Jesus' intention in showing this? He's implying that we have already received an invitation far greater than what any president or what any king could offer us. We've been invited to share in the banquet of eternal life. And just like in the gospel, the banquet's already ready. Christ has already suffered. Christ has already suffered. The gates of heaven are already open. He's already sent out the apostles. You already have your invitation. The way in which we live our lives is our answer to that invitation. The way in which we live our lives is the answer to that invitation. And I just pray that we can respond in the same way that we do at every Mass. We say, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb."